Shave. Now, you looky here, Ed Peters. I'm getting dad doing tired of you coming down the store late. Dad doing tired of it, tell you. Enough to make a fella sick.
Yeah, shucks.
Staying in bed all hours of the morning, letting me open up and do all the work. I'm sick and tired of it. After this, you get here when the store opens at daybreak. It's the last time I'm going to tell you about it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
You get to bed a decent hour instead of hanging around the pool hall till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, you wouldn't oversleep.
I wasn't hanging around no pool hall. I was up half the night with the horse. He ain't feeling so good, Zeb.
Well, you're just wasting your time trying to doctor him anyhow. Dad doing the old broken down nag is what he is. I bet he's 100 years old. Older than Methuselah. Liable to drop dead in a minute.
Oh, shucks. He'll last a year yet.
Hmm.
Well, he will.
How do you know he will?
Because three horse doctors told me he had 4 months to live, and that makes a year.
Yes, well, never mind about the horse. Get busy and speak.
He was pretty dad darn sick last night, though. Mm-hmm. I got a bottle of medicine for him, and that's why I'm all tired out.
How do you mean that's why you're all tired out?
Well, the label said to give a teaspoonful every hour and shake well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, after you shake a horse every hour for 8 hours, it sort of gets you tired.
Oh, you darn fool. You wasn't supposed to shake the horse. You shake the medicine. The medicine. And anyhow, a teaspoonful wouldn't do a horse no good. What kind of medicine you give him?
Some of that cough medicine up there.
What? Why, that cough medicine ain't no good for a horse.
Tis. It says so right on the label. Says it's good for horse throats.
Oh, of all the dead darn... Say, listen, grab that broom there.
He's feeling a lot better this morning. He's full of pep.
Yes, I'll bet.
Just more skitting around and acting crazy as a loon. I tied him out for a spell out back of the store, and he kicks a high and busted the window in the back room.
Well, busted the window? See, now, looky here. I've had enough of that consigned horse running around here. I don't want to see hiding the hair of him again. Busting windows.
Oh, shucks. He didn't bust it much, just on the outside.
Well, I don't give a darn how much he busted. You keep him away from here. Hitch him someplace else.
Now, keep your shirt on. I did hitch him someplace else.
Well, all right. Much more, I don't want to...
I hitched him over in front of the fire department. That's a good place.
Well, just keep them there.
In fact, there's a sign out in front that says, fine for hitching horses.
Well, that's funny. I never see anybody hitching a horse there. But if that's what the sign says, I reckon it's all right.
Yes. I wanted to hitch him close so he'd be handy when I start to make deliveries. See, I'm going to ride him.
You look a sight riding that horse. And I bet you'll figure you're Paul Revere or something.
Figure I'm who?
Paul Revere. Land of Goshen. Ain't you never heard about Paul Revere and his midnight ride? And you know why he rode at midnight?
Because it was easier than walking.
Yes. No, to save the country. That's why he done it. You see, the idea was he had to stand on the bank of a river and watch a church tower.
Why?
And...
Was he afraid somebody'd steal it?
No, of course he wasn't. He stood there and watched the tower so he'd know when it was 12 o'clock.
Just a dad during clock watcher, huh?
No, he wasn't no clock watcher. There was no clock in the tower. He was
a whistle listener.
Yes. No, he wasn't listening for no whistling either. He was waiting for the signal to start his ride. He had his horse all saddled and one foot in the stirrup. And
the horse's foot?
No, his own foot. He put his foot in it.
It must have been kind of messy.
Messy? Well, how do you mean?
Putting his foot in the stirrup.
Not syrup. Stirrup. That's where you carry your feet when you're on a horse. Well, he was all booted and spurred and ready to...
He was what?
Booted. Booted and...
Who booted him?
Oh, nobody booted him. He had his boots on. Boots and spurs. Spur on each foot. On each boot, you see. Well, pretty quick...
What do you want two spurs for?
To start the horse. To start the horse, of course. You got to have one spur for each side of the horse, don't you?
Sure. You start one side of the horse and the other side will go along, too.
Yes, well, now just keep your trap shut. But then let me learn you something.
Go ahead. I ain't saying nothing, am I?
Well, pretty quick he got the signal. And he jumped in his horse and started out to give the alarm and wake people up.
I should think it'd been a lot easier for him to get an alarm clock.
Oh, it wasn't that kind of alarm. Don't you know what he said when he rode up to a house and knocked?
Said he was a Fuller Brush man.
No, he didn't say he was a Fuller Brush man. He'd tell him about the redcoats.
Yeah, well, any fella that wake me up at midnight and try to sell me a red coat, he'd get a punch in the nose.
He wasn't selling red coats. That was the British soldiers. They called them red coats because that's what they wore. And they was a-coming to capture the country. But Paul Revere warned everybody and the country was saved. And so they give him three cheers and a tiger.
Well, what'd he do with the tiger?
Well, I don't know what he done with it. Put it in the circus, I suppose. And answer the phone and don't ask so many darn fool questions.
Well, why don't you answer it? I got to sweep out.
You can sweep out afterward. Now go ahead and answer it.
I shall. Well, this end's ready. Yes, Miss Newbride. Just a minute. I'll ask Zeb. Say, Zeb, Miss Newbride wants to know if something's good to put on bread.
Oh, how do I know? Tell her to use her head.
Oh, Miss Newbride, say, put your head on it.
Now, hold on. I don't mean that. Tell her jelly, honey, or butter.
Hello? Helly, Bunny, and Jello.
Now, wait a minute. Jenny, Honey, and Benny.
Hello, Johnny, Betty, and Bunny.
No, you're doing...
Hello, Benny, Betty, and Bitter.
That's wrong.
Oh, Bonnie, Beanie, and... Hello?
Oh, shucks.
She must be crazy.
There.
Hung up right while I was talking to her.
Oh, here, take her a jar of jam.
Well, why can't she wait till I make the other delivery?
She's in a hurry. Now go ahead and take it. Go on there.
Oh, shucks.
Go on out of here. And don't drop that jam and bust it neither. Come, shine it. Don't bust it.
What was that?
Oh, I wasn't talking to you, Hector. Talking to him. Where'd you get all the flowers?
Oh, these flowers?
Yes. I borrowed them off a fellow. I'm going to put them on my statue.
Well, you better be mighty careful taking flowers. I want to tell you that.
Well, shoot. He'll never miss them.
How do you know he won't miss them?
Because he's dead.
Yes, well, now you...
I was telling you about the county fair that they're going to have over in Squidsville soon.
Yes.
I think I'll put some entries in that fair.
What kind of entries?
Cows. You know, Mr. Winterbottom, I used to raise prize cows.
Yes, I bet you did.
Yeah, I did. Why, I used to have a cow worth $1 million.
What?
And this
Yes, well, what become of your cow?
Yes. Under the circumstances, I think that's quite correct. Well, this cow...
I said, what'd you do with the cow? What become of her?
Oh, what become of her?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I see. She was run over by a train.
Killed by a train, huh? You mean she was on the track and the train ran over her?
No, she wasn't on the track. The train chased her into the barn.
You never had a cow in your life, Hector Smith, and you know it.
Oh, is that so? Yes, that's so. Well, just for your information, my partner and I had the largest cattle ranch in Texas. Why, I punched cattle for years. Yes, sir, punched cattle for years. Why, I punched cattle so long that all the cattle on the ranch were punched drunk.
Oh, shame.
Every fall, my partner and I would go out on a big roundup. And let me tell you something, Mr. Winterbottom. Let me tell you something. A roundup in Texas in those days was no child's play. No, sir. Because the country was infested with wild grumpuses.
With what?
Wild grumpuses. Well, one day while my partner and I were out rounding up cattle...
Yes, but wait a minute. What's a wild grumpus?
A wild grumpus?
Yes.
Wild grumpus?
Yes.
Say, you're not thinking of wild grapevines, are you?
No, a grumpus. That's what you said it was.
Did I say that?
Yes, of course you did.
Well, then that's what it is. One day while my partner
and I... What is it? What is a grumpus?
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, a grumpus is a very ferocious animal that lives on cigar butts.
What?
A very ferocious animal is it. One day, my partner and I ran square onto a grumpus.
You don't say.
Yes, sir. We were chasing a cow and we ran square onto a grumpus. We got there just in time to see the grumpus make a pass at the cow. A terrific pass. Yes, my partner made a pass at the grumpus.
Yes.
Then I made a pass.
Yes.
Then the cow bid 2 spades.
Oh.
And the dummy was the king of hearts.
Shit.
The ten of spades.
Hold on. What in tarnation are you talking about?
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
What about the grumpus? Did it bite you?
No, it didn't bite me. It didn't bite us, no. You see, a grumpus can't bite on Tuesday, only on Thursday. Well, my partner...
Can't bite on Tuesday, only on Thursday?
Yes. My partner grabbed...
But how do you figure that out?
Well, if it bit you on Thursday, it wouldn't be Tuesday, would it?
No,
my partner grabbed the cow under his arm. Grabbed it right under his arm.
What's
and
that?
Started back for the ranch.
Grabbed the cow under his arm?
Yes, it was a very small cow. He grabbed the cow...
Oh, say, now, wait a minute, Hector Smith. The cow's small enough to carry under your arm. What did you have a cow that small for?
Yes, that's right. So he started back for the ranch.
What would you have a cow that small for?
For condensed milk.
You couldn't turn the water into a bottle.